Denzel Washington is considered to be one of the greatest actors in Hollywood, having one of the most luxurious and critically acclaimed careers in the industry. He's a two-time Academy Award winner and has so many blockbuster movies under his belt that there's very few actors that could compare. For the longest, Denzel appeared to be the perfect Hollywood star. He made great movies and stood away from the controversy and negative headlines. But as of recently, that seems to be changing. Not only did an alleged Diddy victim claim that Denzel was at those freak-offs, but he also just confessed to the world that he sold out to Hollywood for his latest movie. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Denzel Washington selling out at the age of 69. Let's get right into it. Denzel Washington has been acting in Hollywood since 1977. Since 1981, he has been a regular face in the industry, going on to become a legendary leading man. Throughout all those years in the industry, Denzel had managed to remain an honorable actor since he was never seen doing any of the compromising things other actors in Hollywood were forced to do for movies. Everyone knows that Hollywood loves forcing their stars to compromise themselves for whatever the art calls for. It's why we see so many straight men actors either dressing like a woman or being in a relationship with another man for a role. While most men would agree that no money is worth compromising who you are as a man, Hollywood seems to find those who have no issues with doing it. It appeared that Denzel Washington was one of the only actors who never compromised himself on screen for the world to watch. As in all the years that Denzel was in Hollywood, he was never shown in a movie, neither wearing a dress nor kissing a man. Something that many other stars who are similar to Denzel, like Will Smith, had to do for Hollywood. For some reason, Denzel just wasn't put in that position. Well, that wasn't until now, as recently Denzel Washington has admitted to finally compromising himself for Hollywood. Not only did Denzel wear a dress, but he also kissed another man. He did this for his new upcoming movie, Gladiator 2. And his fans are disappointed. Like I said, Denzel was one of the only top leading actors in Hollywood who hadn't done something like this. He was sort of a role model for other actors who were getting in the industry, proving that you didn't have to compromise to make it big. He went almost 50 years in Hollywood without doing anything like that on camera. But now, at the age of 69, when he is so close to retirement, he decides to compromise himself for a movie role. Just think about it. He could have ended his career without doing this, but he purposely chose to sell out for Hollywood. The movie The Gladiator 2 hasn't come out yet, but people have been talking all about it. While the movie has earned a lot of praise from critics, people aren't that concerned about the movie itself. What they are concerned about is what Denzel Washington did in that movie. For the first time, people are talking, and it's not about how great Denzel acted, but about what he's proud he did for the movie. Recently, Denzel has done several interviews as press for this Gladiator movie. What he has said during these press meetings is what got the fans upset at the legendary actor. While talking about the movie, Denzel Washington confessed that he kissed a man on the lips during a scene, stating that the kiss didn't make the movie, and when they asked him why, he states that they weren't ready for that yet.
And your character makes a few remarks throughout the film about having a relationship with other men in the film. So I wanted to ask, how gay is the Roman Empire?
The entire empire? Or I what? Actually kissed a man in the film, but they took it. They cut it. I think they got chicken.
I was going to ask because I just heard about the Paul and Pedro forehead kiss that apparently got cut from the movie.
I'm not sure about that one, but yeah, I kissed the guy full on the lips, and I guess they weren't ready for that yet. I kissed the guy full on the lips, and they.
I kissed the guy full on the lips, and they.
Oh man, well
I killed him about 5 minutes later, but.
I mean, it's Gladiator.
It's Gladiator. The kiss of death.
As you heard for yourself, Denzel claims that he kissed a man for the movie, also claiming that the kiss didn't even make the movie, essentially meaning that he didn't even have to tell people he kissed a man because no one would have ever seen it, as it's not even in the movie. It's like he wanted the world and Hollywood to know that he was down to compromise himself for Hollywood and was willing to kiss a man. In another interview, Denzel also talks about the kiss, but also states that he put on a dress for the movie as well.
Just put the gear on. Put the dress on and go. But you know, the way I looked at it, I'm putting this dress on, these rings, and I'm going crazy.
As you heard for yourself, Denzel talks about putting on a dress and kissing a man for the movie. Like I said, all he seems to talk about is the kiss, It's like he's going from interview to interview to talk about a kiss scene that didn't even make the film. He wants the people in Hollywood to know that he's willing to do whatever they ask of him. Now, after Denzel declared that he did this, his fans weren't really too happy about it. Considering that Denzel claims to be a straight man and is married, seeing him tell the world that he kissed a man and wore a dress for a movie might disappoint his fans, who saw him as one of the last stand-up actors who wouldn't sell out. But here we have Denzel happy to tell the world something he didn't even have to tell them. He wants the fans to know that he is down to play the game, and that's why I believe this movie has been heavily nominated for Oscar awards. Hollywood loves to reward those who play the game, and even though the kiss wasn't in the movie, Denzel has chosen to compromise himself to get all the attention. In this interview, after all the negative feedback, Denzel tries to downplay the kiss by saying it was just a peck on the lips. But when the interview tells him that gay men would like to see him doing a kissing scene, Denzel responds by saying he's down with it.
Okay, got to talk about the kiss.
It's much ado about nothing. Right. It really is much ado about nothing. You know, they're making more of it than it was. I kissed him on his hands, I gave him a peck, and I killed him.
Yeah. Us gay boys want to see Denzel kissing another man.
Well, I don't have the part yet. You gonna write it? All right.
As you heard for yourself, Denzel tried to downplay his kiss scene, but at the same time make it clear that he was down to do it for other films. It makes sense that Denzel fans are shocked, as no one was expecting this from Denzel. Well, no one except for me. Months back, I did a video exposing many of Hollywood's biggest actors, and one of those actors I spoke about was no other than Denzel Washington. See, I saw the signs long ago, and I knew Denzel was playing the Hollywood game. The first thing I have to make clear is that no one makes it to the level Denzel made it to without selling out and compromising. Those who own Hollywood make all the actors prove themselves by showing how bad they want fame and wealth. They like to see these actors doing everything they go against for an opportunity. These elite get a kick out of it. They do this to all actors. Not long ago, I spoke about Robert De Niro and how Hollywood made him compromise. They made De Niro wear a full-on dress for this SNL skit where he bent over and let the diddler spank him for the world to see. You really think Robert De Niro wanted to tarnish his legacy by doing this? Obviously, no one does. But if they want to win, they have to play the game. That's exactly what Denzel is doing by stating he kissed a guy in a scene that's not even in the movie. He's telling those higher-ups in Hollywood that he is down to do it all. He doesn't want to retire. Now, while Denzel appeared to be low-key and one of the good guys in Hollywood, according to an alleged victim of Diddy, Ali Carter, Denzel wasn't as innocent as he seemed, as she claimed that he was one of those at those Diddy freak-offs where these celebrities were up to no good with kids.
I never thought that we would see the day where Diddy would get arrested, and I told you guys in that Maria Z interview in 2021 that no one tells on Diddy. P. Diddy. All right? Just the same way nobody tells on Denzel Washington. People don't usually talk and stop and think about the children victims that are going through things right now as we speak and the ones who suffered through all this bull. We're still not on the subject of the kids. All the adults are covering their asses. All the adults are, I left at a certain time, yet you knew children were there. You knew these parties were not okay. They weren't freak-offs. They were satanic ritual. Jeez. Get it straight. Yeah, I was at a Diddy party. I was one of the party favors. The adults who were swearing up and down I left at 1 o'clock in the morning.
You shouldn't have been there in the first place.
You shouldn't have been there. And on top of that, you knew that there were children coming in after a certain hour, why the hell didn't you say anything until right now?
Coward.
All these people, I knew he was crazy. So you guilty. I told you everybody guilty. You're guilty. I don't care who it is that's saying I left at 1 o'clock in the morning. Because why? Because why? You covered your ass.
Denzel, you a damn liar. Lecrae, you a damn liar.
As you heard for yourself, Ali claims that Denzel was at those Diddy freak-off parties and made it sound like he was up to no good there. Whether you believe Ali Carter or not, that's up to you. And as of right now, it only remains as allegations, as I can't prove it. People think Denzel was against what Diddy was doing because of an incident that happened between the two. According to what an anonymous source told the media, Denzel once yelled at Diddy and stormed out of one of his parties because of what he saw him doing at a party. People claim that because of this, Denzel wasn't involved in any of the freak-offs, The only thing that people are not saying is that this incident between Diddy and Denzel happened all the way back in 2003. And all Denzel did was yell at Diddy and tell him that he didn't respect anyone before leaving. Now, to be honest, I don't know if that has anything to do with the freak-offs. But what I do know is that Denzel and Diddy have still been hanging out many years after that, though. Literally, this incident happened in 2003, but Diddy and Denzel have pictures that are much more recent than that. Don't you think if Denzel wasn't down with what Diddy was doing at those parties, he would stop hanging around them since 2003? I found several photos of them together way after 2003. And yes, the freak-offs were going on since before 2003. The fact that Denzel said this doesn't prove that he wasn't at those parties with the rest of Hollywood. They were all there. Now, I know some people are going to say that Denzel said to leave Diddy's parties before the devil get there, which makes no sense because the devil hosted the party. Why would you go to a Diddy party if you knew what Diddy was up to? Denzel, like all the rest in Hollywood, seems to be involved whether you want to believe it or not. More proof that Denzel played the industry game is those pictures with Jay-Z. Denzel has photos with Jay-Z throwing up the pyramid hand gesture, a hand gesture that we know is linked directly to the Freemasons and Thelema, the occult religion that Jay-Z and Diddy are both associated with. See, Jay-Z makes it clear that he is a follower of the occultist Aleister Crowley. Not only did he wear a sweater with Crowley's creo "Do What Thou Wilt" on it, but he also does the pyramid hand gesture that's done during Thelema rituals. Diddy also did the same hand gesture because they're a part of the same group. Denzel is showing us he is a part of that same religion. And honestly, most of Hollywood is. Thelema is the secret religion of Hollywood, and I've said this many times. This is why so many of these celebrities keep getting exposed for being into strange things. More proof that Denzel is into the occult is the fact that he admitted to using spirit channeling. Now, I know some people don't believe in the spirit world, and frankly, that doesn't matter, as celebrities like Denzel Washington do believe in the spirit world and are tapping into that during their performances. For those who don't know what spirit channeling is, let me give you a brief rundown. Spirit channeling is a practice done by occultists that allows them to contact spiritual demonic beings. Once in contact with these beings, they open themselves up to those spirits, allowing them to take control. Actors do this in order to play out roles that they wouldn't be able to make believable otherwise. In most cases, it's what makes these actors so believable. Denzel has admitted in the past that he used spirit channeling for his performances. He even claimed that he wouldn't have been able to act out these performances if it wasn't for those spirits taking over him. I have played this old interview of Denzel admitting to using spirit channeling before.
Got on my knees and sort of communicated with the spirits. And when I came out, I was in charge.
Powerful scene.
Powerful scene. I couldn't have acted that. I couldn't have acted that. I couldn't have written that down and made a decision.
As you heard for yourself, Denzel admits that he channeled spirits to be able to pull off those amazing, unbelievable performances, admitting that he opened himself up and allowed something to take over him. This is Denzel admitting that he, like many other top actors, uses spirit channeling for his performance. Just for context, it's not just Denzel that admitted this. Damson Idris also admitted to channeling spirits for his acting. Although Damson went as far to channel the devil himself for the role, he is admitting the same thing as Denzel Washington.
I remember sometime we do 10 episodes of my show, and in this last season, I was hitting a block. Like, I was like, oh, I'm not doing it right. Right. So I went in the corner and then I was looking at the wall and I was like, come on, devil, right? Come to me, like, come to me. Because I had to do something like crazy, right? Had nightmares for a month. So it does come after, like, nightmares every day. I just felt that energy, you know, and I had to pray and do all this stuff to, like, get rid of it. And you call your mom up and you're like, you're back to life. And that stuff is real. That stuff really is real.
Another person that said this was Taraji P. Henson, who also admitted that she allows these spirits to enter her to play her roles.
These characters, because it's very spiritual what we do as actors. You're on the set, you have your chakras all open, you're allowing this character to use your body as a vessel. Mm-hmm. And so you have to learn how to flip the switch on and flip it off. Otherwise, it could drive you mad. Mm-hmm. because it's spiritual what we do. You yes. understand? Yeah. We allow these characters and these stories to use our bodies as a vessel. That is a real, like, if you think about it, that's you allowing this other energy.
Project. I let the character speak to it. What we do as actors is very spiritual. You're on set, and that's why I don't pick a lot of roles because it's spiritual, and I'm all alive and I'm open and my chakras are open, and I'm letting this character use my body as a vessel to tell its truth. And so when I'm open like that, a lot of energies can't be around me. I'm sorry, because energy is strong, y'all.
Nicolas Cage also admitted the same thing, claiming to channel voodoo spirits in order to play his roles. Unfortunately, I can't play this interview here due to copyright. This is what actors are doing behind the scenes, and Denzel was up to the same practices. While he kept a clean image behind the scenes, he was up to all the same behavior as all the rest of Hollywood. Honestly, none of these people could really be trusted. They're only loyal to fame and money, and those who can provide it to them. Today, at the senior age of 69 years old, Denzel is coming out to proudly admit to the world that he sold out. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world if he loses his soul in the process? Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.